This is the flight of Apollo 13. I'm Morton Dean, CBS News Space Headquarters, New York. Gradually slowed by the long reach of the Earth's gravitational pull, today the Apollo 13 spacecraft cruised past the halfway mark on its 246,000-mile journey to the moon. It was sort of a quiet day in space this Sunday, nothing much for the astronauts to do, a day at ease after their ambitious launch day activities yesterday. And, of course, one nice thing about being off in space on a Sunday, there are no lawns to cut, no leaves to rake, no traffic to fight, no visits from the in-laws. Astronauts Lovell, Hayes, and Swigert did not make full use of their first sleep period on this trip. They could have dozed for 10 hours, but averaged only about 5.5 hours of sleep early today. It was Commander Jim Lovell who gave Mission Control the word that the crew was awake.
Good morning, 13. This is Houston. How are you?
Great deal, Mountain Claire.
Surgeon would like to have a rough number of hours each of you slept in a qualitative verb to describe whether it was good, fair, or poor.
We averaged about 5.5 hours sleep apiece, and we're estimating that the sleep was good.
More on the flight of Apollo 13 after this from Dotson.
Wow.
Well, what?
We've saved so much money since we started driving a Datsun, we can afford to take a vacation this year.
No kidding.
Yeah. I can't believe a car can be so economical to drive, and with a 3-speed automatic transmission.
Yeah.
Hey, how would you like to visit the place where they make them?
You mean it?
Why not?
Oh, we could see the cherry blossoms in bloom.
Yeah.
And we could go to that big fair they're having this year.
I didn't know they were having a big fair in Muncie, Indiana.
Oh, sure, they're... Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah, they say it's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, but the Datsun is an imported car. It's made
in... Yeah, but the 3-speed automatic transmission in the Datsun is made in Muncie, Indiana.
It is?
Yeah, I've never been to Muncie, Indiana.
Neither have I.
The economy of an imported car, the spirit of an American car. That's Datsun, the imported car with the 3-speed automatic transmission from Muncie, Indiana. See the complete Datsun line at any of the over 1,000 Datsun dealers in the United States and Canada and discover why Datsun sales are setting new records across the country. Datsun, product of Nissan. The Apollo 13 astronauts are as interested in what's going on down here as we are in what's going on up there.
Hello there, Houston, 13.
13 Houston, go ahead.
Actually, I forgot. We'd like to hear what produces.
Okay, there's not a whole lot to it. Let's see. We'll start with the, let's start with sports. What the heck? The Astros survived 8-7. The Braves got five runs in the ninth inning, but they just made it. They had earthquakes in Manila and other areas of the island of Luzon. Okay, let's see. The Beatles have announced they will no longer perform as a group. The quartet is reported to have made in excess of $500 million during their short musical career. However, rumors that they will use this money to start their own space program are false.
Okay, we can borrow some.
Okay.
The newscaster was Joe Kerwin, reporting from Mission Control in Houston. When Kerwin isn't performing that function, he is himself an astronaut in training for a future flight. Training for one of these flights can be taxing, especially if you're a last-minute replacement. Jack Swigert found out just how taxing it can be, and today he revealed that he did not file his income tax return, due on Wednesday when he'll be looping around the moon.
Uh-oh. Have you guys completed your income tax?
How do I apply for an extension?
Yeah, things
kind of
happen real fast down there, and I do need an extension. I didn't get mine filed. Really serious, would you?
You're breaking up the room there.
I may be spending time in another quarantine besides the one that they planned for me.
Well, the Internal Revenue Service proves it does have a heart after all. IRS spokesman Leon Levine says Swigert doesn't have a thing to worry about.
I don't think Mr. Swigert will have any problem with the Internal Revenue Service. The rule is really rather simple. Any U.S. citizen who is outside of the United States on April 15, and I think the astronauts qualify since they're not only out of the U.S., they're out of this world, have an automatic extension until June 15 to file their return.
That was not the only thing that bothered Swigert today. He forgot part of his flight plan, a card listing some possible changes in the plan when he orbits the moon, changes necessitated by his late assignment to the crew.
I want to make a request to FAO, if you would, sometime during the day when we have get a flight plan update with those activities we agreed to make optional during lunar orbit and the few activities we were going to delete. It seems that I forgot.
Okay, we'll come.
The flight will not be affected by Swigert leaving that card behind, but for a while today it appeared that one experiment was scrubbed because Swigert just did not have the training for it. It was a complicated photographic investigation of reflected light. A NASA spokesman mistakenly had said the experiment was to be canceled, but he now says it's still in the plan. One mid-course correction was canceled today. It was not needed, but one major maneuver is scheduled for this evening. The Apollo's engine will be fired up just for a few seconds, but long enough to change the ship's speed by about 10 miles an hour. This jolts the Apollo off of what is described as a free return trajectory, one that would have returned the Apollo to Earth even if something went wrong with their command module. It places the spacecraft on a path that would require another engine blast to send it safely back home. It's a bit more risky, but more desirable, something the Apollo 12 accomplished with success. The astronauts had a late lunch today, the menu not calculated to make your mouth water. More on that in a minute.
What are we parking here for?
Well, I wanted you to see the beautiful view.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Gee, this Datsun's a great-looking car.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
So economical, too. They say Datsun gets up to 25 miles to the gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And Datsun's the most powerful car in its class.
Hey, look at that moon, baby, would you?
Did you know it has a 96 horsepower overhead cam engine?
The moon?
No, the Datsun.
Oh.
And you know the 3-speed automatic transmission in a Datsun?
You have beautiful hair.
It's from Muncie, Indiana.
What?
The 3-speed automatic transmission in a Datsun.
Oh.
I'll bet your Datsun attracts a lot of attention.
Yeah, almost too much attention. The economy of an imported car, the spirit of an American car. That's Datsun, the imported car with the 3-speed automatic transmission from Muncie, Indiana. See the complete Datsun line at any of the over 1,000 Datsun dealers in the United States and Canada and discover why Datsun sales are setting new records across the country. Datsun, product of Nissan.
As space veteran Jim Lovell notes, the space menu has improved with time, but each space flight seems to have its culinary conflicts. On Apollo 12, there was a great debate over whether the astronauts should eat leftovers. It was decided they should not. And today there was another kitchen debate, ketchup versus mustard.
That's a passing comment, Joe. We're having lunch right now. And I just made myself a hot dog sandwich with ketchup. Very tasty. And almost unheard of in the old days.
That's correct, 13. As I recall the flight plan, you're supposed to put mustard on the hot dogs and not ketchup, but I guess we'll overlook that.
Lovell is the mission commander. If he says it's ketchup, it's ketchup. Morton Dean, CBS News Space Headquarters, New York.
Here's CBS News continuing coverage of Apollo 13 on this CBS Radio network station.